Chapter 9. Your vehicle. Motorists cannot be safe drivers unless their vehicles are properly equipped and in good mechanical condition. Alabama law specifies the safety equipment you must have on your vehicle. There are different regulations regarding different types of vehicles. Brakes. All automobiles must have two separate methods of applying brakes. They must have a regular foot brake and a parking brake. Mufflers. Every vehicle must be equipped with a muffler in good working order. It must eliminate excessive or unusual noise such as a sharp popping or cracking sound. Muffler cutouts, bypasses or similar devices are forbidden. The exhaust system must not leak carbon monoxide fumes into the interior of the vehicle. The system should be checked periodically to be sure it is not leaking. Windshield wipers. Every motor vehicle having a windshield must be equipped with windshield wipers in good working order. Rear view mirrors. To enable the driver to see 200 feet to the rear are required on all vehicles. Lights. Motor vehicles must be equipped with at least two headlights, white lights, a rear license plate light, a brake light, and at least one red tail light. All lights must be visible from a distance of at least 500 feet. The high beam of the headlight must illuminate objects at a minimum of 350 feet and be in adjustment and alignment. Other vehicles must be equipped as required by law. Other lights. The use of both left and right turn signal lights or other pairs of lights flashing simultaneously to indicate a vehicular hazard is permitted. Safety belts. Statistics show that in a crash, steering assemblies cause 30% of fatal injuries, and another 40% of deaths are caused by striking the windshield, windshield frame or instrument panel. Safety belts can prevent these second collisions. For children under 6 years old, special child and infant restraints are needed to protect them from serious injury or death. Traffic accidents are the number one killer of children, and these restraints for small children can prevent them from becoming flying missiles in a traffic crash. Your car must have this equipment. Horns. A horn, in good working order, is required on all motor vehicles. Use it to warn children, bicyclists, pedestrians and motorists you are passing. Bells, sirens or exhaust whistles may not be used except for emergency vehicles. Needless use of your horn may result in an arrest. It is unlawful to use a motor vehicle horn for any purpose except in giving warning when reasonably necessary to ensure safe operation. Never use the horn to announce arrival or call your passengers. Tires. With the increasing number of miles being driven on high-speed highways, safe tires are important. It is important that you buy the proper tires for your particular car to be sure that they will carry the weight. Check tire pressure often and never drive with them under inflated. When your car is being serviced, check your tires for cuts, bruises, foreign objects or other faults. If wear is uneven, have wheels and/or alignment inspected. Be sure that you have enough rubber. A tire is illegal if your tread is less than 1/16 inch deep. Treat your tires kindly. Do not make jackrabbit starts or screeching halts unless absolutely necessary. Take it easy on corners and over extremely rough surfaces. Take a break and let them cool during long trips during warm weather. Never use different types of tires. Check with your dealer about mixing types on front and back. Your spare tire should be checked periodically, you may need it. Maintenance. The only efficient, safe vehicle is one that is properly maintained. Brakes, exhaust systems, cooling systems, lights, windshield wipers, tires become worn and defective and need maintenance from time to time. If not properly maintained, any one of these items could be the cause of a serious accident. As a safety measure, it is advisable to have your car checked. In this way, defective equipment will be repaired. Plan your trip. Plan your trip in advance. Use a map and decide exactly where to get on and off the freeway. Check your car's gasoline gauge and get fuel if you do not have enough for your trip. Check for water and oil needs. There are no service stations located directly on freeways. Make sure your car is in good mechanical condition. Check your tires, including spares, to make certain they are properly inflated, have good tread and are free of cuts. The death zone. Caution. The majority of children injured or killed in pupil transportation are not injured or killed on the bus, but outside the bus. Most are struck by motorists who fail to stop for the flashing red lights and extended stop signs. This area around the stopped school bus is referred to as the death zone.